I just saw a satire handle on Twitter post world's biggest clown purchases world's largest circus.
What was it? I missed you. What was it? Say it again.
On Twitter, somebody posted, this is a satire site on Twitter, but it says, world's biggest clown purchases world's largest circus. So there.
The Elon Musk,
yeah.
Comments are coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Everywhere. So we will see what happens. Oh, this is big. It's big news. But now it's still months away from happening. It still has to be okayed by regulators and everything like that. So I will say, in his defense, and I really don't want to give him much defense, but if he can put an edit button on there, that would be fantastic. Because many people like me who are on there, sometimes you post something and you're like, you know what, I don't want to get rid of the post, but can I go back and edit? And you don't have that function. He has promised that he would do this, something like that. So we'll see.
And I didn't know that there wasn't one that existed there. I thought, no. Because I know, like on Facebook, yeah, you can edit.
That's right. That's right, but not on Twitter.
And sometimes it's not that it's a comment. It just might be like a grammatical error. It's like, oops.
There are many times.
Or wrong date or something that you might put on something.
And what you have to end up doing then is then deleting the post completely and then having to rewrite it. It'd be nice just to have that edit option.
Well, let's see if Elon's listening to you.
He said.
Although he's the one that said,
he
yeah,
said that
yeah,
he would do it. So if he can do that, that's like, that'd be a good first step. And I think a lot of users would like that.
Is that his motivation? I'm going to buy Twitter because I want an edit button.
I don't think that was his only motivation. No.
No.
I think money may have maybe the most motivation.
Yeah, you know, he's a businessman. He sees a way that he's going to monetize this. No question about that. As much as he's talking about all the speech and everything like that.
Right.
We'll see what happens. I'm not using Twitter right now, but I'm busy composing a message for my baseball team.
To who?
The baseball
team. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mentioned earlier, you know, we played last night, and it was just...
brutal?
It was brutal.
The game or the weather or
everything? Well, see, the weather is brutal. The good thing is we won both games.
All right.
Oh, so, you know.
Oh!
So, maybe they come around to cold weather, Charlie.
Well, that's basically, I'm thinking, here's my message, you know. Hi, team. Just remember, even if we're playing in the same weather conditions tonight as we did last night, winning makes you warmer. So,
inspirational.
That's the inspiration. Yeah. Winning makes you warmer. There's my mantra. I think I'm going to put this up on a sign. We're going to post it right there at the dugout, and we'll see if it works. Make me warmer.
Well, don't do that in the warm weather.
Hey, you'd be amazed at, and I shouldn't be surprised by this, you know, a bunch of 15, 16-year-old kids who come vastly underdressed. I didn't know it was going to be this cold, Coach. Really? You didn't think, thought wearing short sleeves would be a good idea tonight? What gave you that idea?
They're fine. They have good circulation and all that
That's
stuff. They're fine. They're young.
They're running
can deal
around
with
in
it.
The field.
That's
what
right.
are you complaining about?
That's right. They're fine. They're okay.
Because I had to parody the old League of Their Own. Remember, there was no crying baseball?
That's right.
There's no shivering in baseball. There's no parkas allowed in baseball.
When does the season end?
Oh, end of May.
Oh, so it may never get warm.
No, not the forecast we're hearing for May. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, everyone's thinking, here comes May. And it's not getting any better.
Old May, yes.
At least yet.